Section 145. President W. Wallace Smith introduced the following revelation to the World Conference of 1958 with an explanatory document which said, in part, "Since it became apparent that the burden of its prophetic leadership would be mine, I have given additional prayerful consideration to the needs of the Church, and have sought earnestly for light and such powers of mind and body as are at my command. As a result of this, and other experiences which I deem inspirational, I bring this word to the saints as being the mind and will of God unto his people. It is now almost 7 weeks since the initial experience took place. As I write, these things are confirmed unto me. After consideration by the councils, quorums, and orders of the priesthood, the revelation was presented to the conference, and there endorsed as an expression of the mind and will of God, and ordered to be published in the Doctrine and Covenants. To the elders of the Church and the General Conference, I have taken unto myself my own. It is wisdom that my servant Israel A. Smith be released from his onerous duties. He has found his reward with the faithful. It is my will that F. Henry Edwards be sustained as a counselor to the President of the High Priesthood and the Church, and as a member of the Quorum of the First Presidency. He is called to this office by reason of his preparation through long years of faithful service, and should be ordained for the strength and support he can give to his associates and in the councils of my Church. To fill the other vacancy in the Quorum of the First Presidency, Morris L. Draper is called from among his brethren. His apostleship is extended in presidency as he takes his place as a counselor to the President of the Church and a member of the Quorum of the First Presidency. Due to the infirmities of the flesh, my beloved and faithful servant Elbert A. Smith has responded to the direction of the Spirit in resigning his office as presiding patriarch of the Church. To fill this position in my Church, Roy A. Cheville is called and should be chosen and set apart to this high and holy office, and be given the responsibility of presiding over the brethren of the patriarchal order as presiding patriarch. This is in harmony with my instructions to the saints at an early date. The wisdom of changes in the Council of Twelve was a continuing question in the mind of my servant who has gone to his reward. It is a continuing grave concern of the one whom I have designated to lead you as his successor, and while I am not yet ready to reveal all that shall be, the following changes should be made. Few in my Church have served as long and as faithfully as my servant Paul M. Hansen. He is honorably released from his responsibilities as a member of the Council of Twelve, but is free to labor as a member of the High Priesthood wherever and whenever the opportunity is present and his strength will permit. Likewise, my servants Daniel T. Williams and Edmund J. Glazer, who have also served in the councils of the Church over a long period and with evident distinction, are honorably released from their responsibilities in the Council of Twelve. While there is but one office in the patriarchal order, there are multiple functions. All my servants who have been called to this office will not be equally proficient in each of the separate functions. My servant Daniel T. Williams has ability to counsel, advise, and give blessings. If faithful, my servant Edmund J. Glazer will be especially blessed in the ministry of the preached word while he maintains his health and vigor. These, my sons, are now called to be patriarchs and should be ordained pursuant to and in harmony with my will revealed through the Spirit of Wisdom. This should be done as soon as practicable in order that not one jot or tittle of their ministerial effectiveness be lost to me. In harmony with my will now revealed to you, Charles D. Neff and Clifford A. Cole should be ordained apostles and take their places in the Council of Twelve, along with their brethren, whose duty it is to spread the gospel into all the world as especial witnesses. It is my will that the day shall soon come when the provisions within the law may be sufficiently understood to enable the bonds of indecision to be loosed and the fulfillment of my purposes to be accomplished. There are others of my priesthood who are called to the apostleship who, if faithful, will find their places in due course. Though it is desirable for the quorums to be filled, it is not expedient that it shall be done at this time. As I have made known to my servant, The time is yet a little while until all shall be made clear. Amen. Your servant in Christ, W. Wallace Smith, Independence, Missouri, October 8, 1958.